Do you think the situation with ER is any better than HER2?
No, ER is, I think, much worse.
Worse.
The next target will be definitely ER or, say, standardization. But the problem there is that for HER2, we had two competing assays that we could always compare with. And besides, the expression level of HER2 is a little bit of bimodal distribution because of amplification. Now, the ER is not like that. It's more continuous. So because of the fact that the current generation of immunohistochemical assay that pathology labs use utilize amplification method for the signal to generate a color in the slide that bias the assay to too sensitive at the low level of estrogen receptor. So it's going to be a fairly difficult effort.
You know, when I look at this issue of HER2 and ER testing, it's really disturbing.
Right.
I don't see why people are not more upset about ER.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's... I think it's mainly because people believe that there is more false positives than false negatives in ER assay, and therefore, you know, giving tamoxifen is not going to do much harm.
Is that the case, though?
Which is not the case,
yeah,
actually.
I mean, there's a lot of false negatives.
Yeah, there are also false negative cases.